Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, good evening, Dartfish Rally friends, and welcome to the Service Park here in Pavlyonki. It's our end of day one review. And David, I have to say, before the event started, we were all talking about Toyota dominance, perhaps a 1-2-3-4 for Toyota. Oi, Tanak, very different ideas out there today. What a day, Tanak and Hyundai.
He's ruined the Toyota party today, hasn't he? Absolutely.
He has.
Ruined it. The most amazing day. Yeah. You know, there's an awful lot of debate immediately, Colin, about were they sandbagging. We saw a little bit of that, didn't we, at Shakedown, and I don't know. You talk to everybody at Toyota, and yep, they've been sandbagging. We saw those comments from Calais and from EP earlier today, from Esa-Pekka, talking about, there is obviously pace in the car. There is pace in the car.
We know that.
We know that. We know it's got a strong engine, but, you know, the issue is with the handling of the car. Yeah. And I think that maybe a true measure of that car's pace comes somewhere between where Thierry is and where Oit Tanak is. Yeah. You know, there's not a happy medium, there's a medium there. Yeah. Thierry is definitely not taking the big risks. He's said that all along. A couple
not
of times today, you've been kind of, oh, look at Thierry's pace. He said it from the outset, you know, he wasn't going to take the risks. His risks will come on the next round in Belgium. That's where he's going to hang it all out.
I think he will. But what we've seen from Tanak out there today is something very, very special.
Extraordinary.
At the end of a number of stages, you know, he said, my hands are shaking. He is absolutely on the limit.
I have never seen as many, we would call them moments. But, you know, to him, it is just the way that he's driving the car. But you can't anticipate any of these. And that's the incredible thing, that he's going into these corners. In the back of his mind, he's not sure, A, is it going to come out of them, or B, what shape is going to come out of them in? And we've seen that car at all sorts of angles.
Yeah, we really have. And what's really interesting is that earlier on when we talked to Thierry Neuville, he said, I've got a lot of, you know, flat in my notes, but he doesn't have the confidence in the car to take the corners flat. What Tanak is doing is he is taking them flat, and he's dealing with the consequences. As I say, the car's a bit wide. Car's not responding, perhaps in the rear.
But
the
it's the fact that the car is just, you can't anticipate.
That's what I'm saying. It could be anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, for me, you know, the one thing that you want is a progressive, consistent car.
Yeah.
You turn it into a corner and you know exactly what it's going to do. And that's what you'd have to say. The M-Sport, the Puma has, that's what the Toyota have. They've got a car that they can trust.
Absolutely.
They know exactly where they are with the setup.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? We've given up trying to second guess what's going
on
with Tanak.
Well, let's stop second guessing and let's hear from the man himself. This was a very happy Oit Tanak at the end of the opening day. Oit Tanak, my goodness me, what a day you have had out there today.
My goodness me, yeah.
Yes, my goodness. That's the kind of day it's been.
It's been some day for sure. Quite living on the edge. Quite a tough day, to be honest, but on the first stage we got the taste that we can actually win some stages, then for sure we pushed every stage today, actually. This afternoon, actually, everything was going quite a bit smoother, so a bit less surprises, obviously, a bit less speed as well, but in the end, you know, I think the rhythm was still quite good, and, you know, at least we make sure that Toyota boys need to try hard as well.
So Tanak does have a lead, David, but my goodness me, the Toyotas are grouping behind Tanak. We've obviously got Lappi, and do you know what? Lappi, when we talked to him on Wednesday evening, he was very positive. He was very positive. You know, we go back 2 weeks to Estonia, and he just didn't have the pace. And he said, I don't have the pace to fight with Rovan Pera, with Evans. Wednesday night, he said, yeah, I found something. I found something in the setup of this car, and he's gone out there today, and he's shown us. He has found something. It's been a really, really encouraging day for Lappi.
Absolutely. And competing at home for someone like Lappi, competing a Finn in Finland, it will always give you that little bit of extra. And on top of that, he's in the fight.
Very much.
Consistently, we've always seen that will give you that extra tenth here and there. That's exactly what he's relying on. The big question, Colin, is how much is this down to running order? We've spoken to Marcus Grant, we've spoken to everybody, lots of people, and it's quite split, isn't it? Actually, is there any cleaning effect? And Grant said, there's not. I think, I was talking to Malcolm Wilson about this earlier, and Malcolm said there has to be. You know, look at where Kelly Robin Barrett is across the rest of the year. There has to be. Yeah. There will be. So EB has definitely, he's benefited a bit from that, but equally, you've got to put it out there. You've got to put these times in, and that's exactly what he's done.
To be that close on the top position, it's maybe even better what I thought, but yeah, everything has been pretty easy today, to be fair. Car has been amazing, and that just shows that why, let's say, the car is so amazing that it all comes very naturally.
You told us on Wednesday night, and you were very positive about this, that you'd found something in testing that was going to help you. Can you tell us a little more about that now, that it clearly is helping you? Can you tell us a little bit more about what it was you found and how it's helped?
No.
Maybe tell us on Sunday.
Sunday. Or maybe next, when I'm retiring, after a few years, then I will tell you.
So that battle behind Esa-Pekka Lappi is really, really tight indeed. Elvin Evans, Kalle Rovanperä. Evans has struggled to, as he put it, David, find the spark today. Last year he came here and everything worked. It was easy, it was flowing, it was beautiful, it was fast. It all came together for him. Lacking that spark out there today.
Crucially, he's beaten Kalle in the last stage. It was really close, wasn't it, going into there.
Yeah.
Psychologically, that's great for Elvin. Tomorrow's a new day, different stages. We're down to the south, to Rapsala, to the kind of Oinapoja kind of roads around Jämsä. It's a different day. It's a different bunch of roads. So I think maybe we'll find overnight that he can find that spark and start tomorrow again in Estonia. He was right in this fight with Kalle. We both said, starting Saturday, big day. He's got to beat Kalle. He lost again to him. It's the same again here.
He didn't put up any fight to Kalle on the Saturday, and that was really disappointing. But I think it's a different position here, as you say. It's a really different position.
It is, because equally, you're a little bit harsh on him there, because you look at where Elvin was to Kalle 12 months before in Estonia. He was miles away, long way away.
True.
So he did make time up. He improved across 12 months. Elvin works in Finland. We saw that last year.
Yeah.
Tomorrow for me is going to be a fascinating day.
I'm not happy, but hey, we have tomorrow the day we can still fight for the victory.
Yeah. There you go. There's the instructions for you, Elvin. You can still fight for the victory tomorrow.
You never know. I think last year it was done all on Saturday, really. So, of course, the guys in front have been going really strong today. So definitely we need to find something to fight with those guys tomorrow. But let's say we made small steps during the day and felt a bit more comfortable. So, we keep hopeful and keep doing the best we can, at least.
Kalle's talked a lot about thinking about the championship now, moving into this whole different area and managing this. Will he genuinely do that? Tomorrow is the longest day. It's a big day. It's a classic Rally Finland day.
Huge day. 150 k's tomorrow.
And he's going to want to just get on with it and just have that battle. And he can still win.
Tell me about that moment in the final stage of the day. It was quite some reaction in the car to it.
It was a tricky one. I knew that it can be after this these small cars, the line sometimes on the entry really easily take us out. So yeah, already from the entry I go wide. I remember the ditch from the recce. I checked that it's clear that I can go there if needed. And yeah, I was laughing and Jonne was quite scared because he didn't know if there is something or not.
The other thing that might play into the, the calculations tomorrow, David, is the weather forecast. Look, today we thought there was some
what
weather coming.
What day is it today?
Today's Friday.
What did you say at the start of the week?
It was going to fiddle with rain today.
And there was going to be thunderstorms.
So that's gone back 24 hours. It is tomorrow. 100% chance
100%.
Of rain. 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Now, what does that mean? Well, we don't really know. Normally, if it rains, you want to be nearer the front. So is it going to get muddier, particularly in the slow sections? The other issue is potentially water in the ruts. It just adds an extra dynamic, doesn't it, David? It does, so what's going to be a great day?
And the one thing that you've banged on about all week as well is the rain can come.
Sorry, Secto Automotive. It's a lovely table. I'm sorry for banging on your table.
The rain
can
come so quickly.
It can.
And you know, you can be sat on the start line, the downpour arrives, and it ruins. You know, for 5 minutes, you can't see a thing.
Two cars down,
and you
there's
can
no
do
rain.
It 2 or 3 minutes.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Let's wait and see what happens here. The one team we haven't talked about, M Sport, today, David. Craig Breen.
He's there or thereabouts.
Not terrible.
No.
Exactly that. There or thereabouts.
Yeah. But
not the day we've seen in the past from Craig Breen, not the day maybe he was hoping to have, but not a disaster.
It's not a disaster, is it? Because the car's there, there's been no technical issues with the car. He's in a position where he can fight. But I do think now, as we progress into tomorrow, he's probably going to need some kind of weather, some kind of curveball to really bring him
back into
it.
Needs a little bit of help, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Because, you know, that gap is just a little bit too big to actually get there on pace. You know, you think, he could nibble a couple of seconds here, there and everywhere. You can't, you know, because everybody is flat out.
Absolutely. Anyone else you want to mention? That's the M Sport team across here. I'm reading we've got Breen, Formoe, Greensmith, Lube, and then Hooten and poor old Gary Hooten.
Can you see all of those?
I can read them all
can
as
you?
Well. I can read them all. Can you not read them?
No, not at all.
Oh dear.
I can barely see them.
Blind as well.
I can just about see the lake over there. But no, it is. You know, it's been another kind of day of promise, but ultimately a little bit of indifference, isn't it? You know, Formoe had the power steering issue today. Pierre-Louis Lube, quite a strong day. Gus,
decent day.
Talks about
Lube
tomorrow. What did he say? Best day of the season tomorrow.
He's looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great day. He seems to have forgotten that his favourite rally is Portugal. But if you were driving one of these cars, every rally would be your favourite.
Every rally would be your favourite. You're quite right. One more driver we have to talk about before we wrap things up here. Oliver Solberg. First corner, first stage this morning. It all went wrong. Went wide on a very fast corner, hit a rock, the car rolled out of the rally. Devastating for the young man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was. He'll go to bed tonight just wondering what on earth happened. He said the car stepped out. You just got to feel for him.
Have to feel for him. He's a young man trying to establish himself in an enormously competitive sport.
And this whole
it's hard.
You know, he said to us that he wants to push, he wants to show what he's capable of. He doesn't want to take his time, sit at the back. He knows. And we've seen that speed from him. We've seen him fighting with Sebastien Ogier last year on a level playing field. We know he can do it, but maybe the time is now to just sort of say, okay, we know where the car's at, and we do know where the car's at because we've seen the issues that the boys are having there. And just, it's time to just throttle back and just take your time a little bit. He comes to Belgium, and he needs to just, okay, it's experience. We saw it with Formoe, a few accidents at
Formoe,
the start of the year.
Formoe, Lube, we've seen it with many drivers in the past. He does need to have a reset, young Oliver. And I'm sure he will come back stronger from all of this.
Yeah.
Folks, it's been a great day. It really has been a great day.
Shall we talk briefly about WRC2? Great to see Teemu Suninen do.
What a job. What a job. An absolute. I was going to say a bevy of Skodas behind him. That's probably not the best way to describe it, but
it was a collective noun for a bunch of Skodas.
Scuttle of Skodas.
Yeah, sounds good.
A scuttle, and scuttle as in a coal scuttle. So that's a container, not scuttle as in it's scuttling around.
Moving on.
Does that make sense?
Not really.
What a day. We've had a great day, folks. And thank you very much for joining us at dartfish.com today. Tomorrow, as we've already hinted at, is going to be an absolute cracker. One of the longest days of the season. The weather is coming. I've got my raincoat at the ready. Do you have your raincoat at the ready, David?
Obviously
he does. Folks, stay with us. Dartfish.com, the place to be for all the action as Rally Finland progresses through day 2.